I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
There was Alexander Desplat with the main title, main theme to The King's Speech, the big Oscar winner of the night, as it were, even though just based on raw numbers, it matched whatever Inception had and got close to what The Social Network had as well, too. But when you think about Best Picture, Best Actor for Colin Firth, him with his abdominal muscles and whatnot, director Tom Hooper, and then original screenplay by David Seidler. So... yeah, all that wonderful Oscar madness from yesterday. As I hear some rattling in my left ear here.
Hello.
Yes, that is what pushed Libya off the front page of all your papers here. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program. I'm Gak, and I will be the jet-lagged version of a host until 9 p.m. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. You can also, what else can you do? You can email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. You can call us at 604-822-2487. So, yes, came back from Finland on Friday. I have been sleeping horrifically since then. We got some melatonin to help out tonight, so hopefully at this point I will be less of a zombie. So I just want to give a mad shout-out to Val Cormier, host of Folk Oasis, for filling in for me graciously last week. And I've managed to listen at least through half of the podcast so far, so it sounds like she had a fantastic show for you. And yes, it's going to be the usual rigmarole here, but we're going to have a quick little Oscar recap, as it were, since several things did occur. And, of course, we've been profiling all of the Oscar-nominated music. And we're going to kick things off with the best song. So this is only Randy Newman's second win out of 20 nominations. But at this point, he's able to roll with the punches just perfectly. So this is from Toy Story 3, which also won Best Animated Picture. And this is something we call We Belong Together.
I'm not the one. Don't you tell me I ain't no fun. Just tell me you love me like I love you. You know you do. When we're together, gray skies clear up, and I cheer up to where I'm less depressed. And sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I just can't take it. We'll be right back.
one of the pleasant surprises for me from the Academy Awards, since I was expecting him not to win, even despite the fact that after the Golden Globes victory. So that's Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. And that was from The Social Network. And we just heard There Was a Sun in Painted Abstract. I can barely get the order. Painted Sun in Abstract, sorry. And, yeah, Trent Reznor being the Nine Inch Nails head. And with Atticus Ross, who used to be part of the touring band there. They are two-thirds of How to Destroy Angels. We saw the other third there along the seated aisles there. That's Trent Reznor's wife. And they actually have a debut album due shortly out. It will be available digitally first, but then a physical copy will appear later. And The Social Network picked up three Oscars along with Best Score. They picked up Adapted Screenplay by Aaron Sorkin and then Editing. Somehow Mr. Fincher avoided getting the Best Director nod. But, of course, jobbed by this completely was Christopher Nolan, although Inception did pick up four technical Oscars. So that is basically going to be the Oscar 2010 recap there. So towards the end of the show, we'll be focusing on a soundtrack that may have been ineligible for being a possible candidate for an Oscar, and that will be Clint Mansell's score for Black Swan, for which Natalie Portman won Best Actress. But we'll have some bit of techno and what else do we have here? Mostly electronic music coming up here. But first, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, this festival is starting up.
The Vancouver International Dance Festival is back once again, March 1st to 19th. This year's festival features artists from Vancouver, Nelson, Montreal, Halifax, Seattle, Madrid, Zurich, and Munich. The festival will feature these local, national, and international dance artists in performances, workshops, masterclasses, and more. It's all taking place at the Roundhouse and the Shadbolt Center for the Arts. For tickets and information, call 604-662-4966 or go online to vidf.ca. That's the Vancouver International Dance Festival, March 1st to 19th.
All right, one thing I actually should mention is that at some point I did play an Oscar-nominated song that actually was not nominated, so that was Country Strong, and whatever that android named Gwyneth Paltrow sang briefly on the thing was the actual nominated song, which was Coming Home, as opposed to the title track, which I played. I might play Coming Home later, even though it actually sounds pretty bad, honestly, but... So it goes. This is Gak. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. And coming up next, we're going to hop over to Cologne in Germany. And Jürgen Papp is the co-founder of the Compact label, a great source of minimalist techno. And he actually finally released his first album last year, although it actually is a compilation of all of the 12 inches that he's released in the past. And it's simply called Compilation with a K. And what we'll do is we'll listen to a 2007 single. And this is Jürgen Papp with Take That. We'll be right back. Los Angeles. That's Jennifer Lee working under the moniker Toki Monster. And what we heard there was Alive, which you can find on a 10-inch split with Mike Gao. And it was called Los Angeles 8/10. And she's a LA producer, member of an act conveniently called Analog Monster. And of course, we're talking about Tokyo. Actually, I've always been meaning to bring this little gimmick thing in here. So let's see if everything kicks in properly. Yeah, there's all these little vending machines, they're like gumball machines. They insert a little bit of a yen coin in there, 100 yens. And sometimes you get a random toy. So this one's a push-button Galaxian noise model. Of course, I can keep hitting this until the little blip comes in. Galaxian's that 80s arcade game. And, of course, this is how everything behaves at home as well, too. So I'll just keep hitting this. Coming up next, it's Urban Tribe. It's a project speared by Sherrard Ingram. And he's worked in the past with people like Anthony Shakir, Kenny Dixon Jr., and as Detroit legends go, Carl Craig, who actually helped mix this album this song comes off of. And hopefully that's done now. Hopefully you were at Lotus on Saturday night, because Carl Craig came by, spun a three-hour-plus set that was phenomenal, closed off with Good Life there. And it was a great, great bit of techno history there. And, of course, the only drag was that at 4 o'clock in the morning with our wonderful snowy roads that had not been plowed, the buses, the cabs, everything just took forever. So getting home with my jet lag at that point just took forever. And, yeah, of course, it seems like, you know, snow in February, everyone just forgets how to drive. And, of course, with nothing plowed, that doesn't help. I mean, coming back from Helsinki where it's like a meter of snow is just about everywhere. Everyone's kind of figured it out already what to drive. Anyways, distracting weather aside, from last year's Loyal Opposition at 12-inch, here is Urban Tribe. It was featuring some mix work by Carl Craig. And this is something I'm not going to be able to pronounce, In Solicitology.
class, shut up. Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
Thank you.
cover that originally appeared on the 1986 album. So we know that is a Peter Gabriel song, but that is a Swedish take on it. That was Fever Ray with Mercy Street, which you can find as a 7-inch digi-single that was released through Mute and Rabid Records. And the Fever Ray consists of one half of the insanely awesome but dark, The Knife. And hopefully they have something coming up soon, but at this point, honestly, Fever Ray has been busy on their own. This is Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. I just came back from Finland, and you know, it's the usual mix of family affairs there as we deal with a funeral and the loss of someone. But the good news is that I've met some of the cousins' kids at this point, so there is a new generation of crazy Finns coming soon. So, yes, towards the back half, I wouldn't say the back half at this point, maybe towards like 8:40 or so, we'll listen to bits from Clint Mansell's non-Oscar-nominated Black Swan soundtrack. But first off, let's hop over to a little bit of Kinshasa here. And Kanono number one is one of the funkiest sound systems you'll ever find. They play the Kimbala, it's the thumb organ, but it's connected through like a rudimentary sound system, like through like car parts and stuff like that. And they've been playing since the mid-70s, and it's an awesome sound. And they've had a few albums that have been high profile here, at least in North America or Western world, as it were. And at this point now, they've been able to collaborate with artists such as Björk and Herbie Hancock's recent album, although their contribution sounds kind of muted from their usual work. But one thing that's come out recently through Cram Discs, the Belgian label that has been releasing their output, is a two-disc set called Treddy Mods versus Rockers, Alternative Takes on Congotronics. And it features a lot of the artists that appeared originally on a little part of the Kinshasa Nigerian scene, including some of the artists that appeared on an early cassette that was traded for a while. So it features like Kasai All-Star, Sobanza Miniaminsa, and so forth. But of course, Kanono number one is the highest profile one here. And the collaborations are quite great. There's artists like Deerhoof, Animal Collective, Animal Bird, Shackleton, Megafon, and Oneida here. But we're going to focus on a remix work here by a Venezuelan via Belgian artist by the name of Ernesto Gonzalez. He works under the name of Bare Bones Very Low. So here he is, Bare Bones Very Low, with Kanono number one, with their take on, which song was this again? Kuletronics.
the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you see dancing, guess you better find your way back home.
featuring some samples from some Tibetan bowls that were given to him as a gift. That was Dan Snaith. We know him as Caribou. We used to know him as Manitoba. And that was Bowls off last year's The Swim album, which was voted by Resident Advisor as 2010 Album of the Year. Now, Caribou has some DJ dates coming up throughout Europe and Australia. But one thing that's coming out soon is his inspiration for his recent album with his neighbor Fortet. They have a split single coming out shortly. Although at this point, Caribou will be going under a new alias called Daphne, spelt with an I at the end. So a little bit of something to look forward to, although some of us just keep hoping that the Manitoba alias may yet one day come back. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Up next, dip back a little bit into the past before cutting in some newer music. And here's Aphex Twin. And this track name is something that's almost unpronounceable since it's written in the Cornish language, much like the rest of the album. And the album is called Drux. And it was the most recent album that Aphex Twin released as Aphex Twin, amongst his other aliases. And it was a double CD that features a computer-controlled prepared pianos. And the nice thing with the double CD is some people have actually recorded playing both CDs simultaneously to a different effect that way. So from 2001's Drux, this is a track called Babid Dion Chord. featuring more of a minimal ambient side to the Bath sound. That was Geotic, which is another alias that Will Weisenfeld uses from California. From his recent online album, Mend, that was something called Find Your Peace. So if you just do a search for Geotic, G-E-O-T-I-C, you'll find that, and you'll find a whole bunch of his other albums that way, focusing more on his more just subdued works that way. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. We'll come up shortly to the Clint Mansell Black Swan profile, but let's hop over to Montreal now and the work of Tim Hecker. He's been an experimental musician, producing some fantastic works on the Cranky label, and he has a new album out right now that's being highly toasted, and that features a lot of nice little, I guess, 70s influence here, and actually 70s coming up into the title of the album, too. So from Rave Death, 1972, this is Tim Hecker with The Piano Drop.
University of St. Eustatius School of Medicine is an accredited four-year medical school with graduates approved for residency and medical practice in Canada and the United States. They recruit students, not numbers, reviewing your entire profile, not just a single score. You're invited to attend an information session at the University of St. Eustatius School of Medicine's Basic Sciences and Clinical Medicine programs, Thursday, March 3rd, beginning at 5:30 p.m. in Room 202 of the Hennings Building on UBC Campus, 6224 Agriculture Road. Located on the island of St. Eustatius in the Dutch Caribbean, the university is committed to educating future physicians in a student-centered learning environment of academic excellence at an affordable cost. That's Thursday, March 3rd, beginning at 5:30 p.m. in Room 202 of the Hennings Building on UBC Campus, 6224 Agriculture Road.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your friends of CITR Card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Found this. Thank goodness for the folks at YouTube, I guess. This is Gwyneth Paltrow with the actual Oscar-nominated song, Coming Home, as we heard a brief excerpt as she sung during the live ceremony. And, of course, as I'm talking over this, you've only heard just a brief excerpt as well, too. So, let's jump over to Clint Mansell at this point, former Pop Will Eat Himself Meister. And it was a little while ago. Anyways, Clint Mansell, we've profiled in the past for soundtracks such as Moon and Requiem for a Dream. And his most recent work was for the Darren Aronofsky film Black Swan, which, as I said at the top of the show, and pretty much the lead photo in all the news right now, Natalie Portman won for Best Actress. And she and co-star Mina Kunis underwent a grueling six-month ballet course so that they can act out the entire Swan Lake story there. And, the soundtrack was not nominated based on Clint Mansell's reuse of Tchaikovsky's soundtrack to the ballet Swan Lake, for which the film features a production of. So there's a lot of variations of the Swan Lake themes that we'll hear here. And, of course, since best score actually means best original score, the idea is that you're not supposed to be relying on a lot of pre-existing music. So for that reason, it was not nominated, but the works here are quite good. So we're going to start off with the new season. Here's Clint Mansell from the Black Swan soundtrack.
Thank you.
as we heard there. Some definite manipulation of some of the Swan Lake themes. We started off with the new season, then we heard Power Seduction Cries, Opposites Attract, and then a swan song for Nina, which I'm sort of blabbing over in the background here, and this is all from Clint Mansell's non-nominated score to Black Swan, based on his radical interpretations of the original ballet music. And one thing that did appear also in the film as well, too, are some new tracks by the Chemical Brothers, but at this point they were included on the soundtrack. Potentially they might have a future release at some point as the boys from Manchester come up with maybe some new work to follow up last year's Further album. And that's about it, well, mercifully, for this week's episode of Exploding Head Movies. Coming up shortly is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. He'll be with you from 9 p.m. till midnight. And then afterwards, then you'll get a bit of Canada post-rock with P-Bone, and that will close this Monday's programming, and as well, too, this February's programming, as March is tomorrow. And, March kicks off Tuesday, 6 a.m. here at Pacific Picking on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you missed any of this week's episode, grab the podcast through www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies. You can also just search for CITR and find all our wonderful programs therein. Next week, instead of jet-lagged, I'll probably be hungover because I'll be turning 35 on a Sunday. So I'm trying to commemorate that with some sort of halfway to 70 party because I believe aging with grace is for other people. Anyways, coming up before that, let's close off with some Duchess Says. The Montreal act were big fans of the Six Finger Satellite, and they actually covered one or two of their songs before. One of the members from Six Finger Satellite became the Juan McLean, and upon finding out about their likes, they toured together, and he remixed one of their songs. So from 2007, this is the Juan McLean version of Black Flag. Take care of yourselves and sleep well. Thank you.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. Check us out on the web as well, www.citr.ca.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee, wee-doo-wee, wee-doo-wee.